the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this morning, and I want to give everyone a very warm welcome in their service this morning, and especially George. That's great, you know. Just thinking this morning, if I'm really proud of Sister Lydia, and I can call her sister, she's saved, she's serving the Lord. You know, that's really a wonderful thing. I remember dedicating Lydia at the wee schoolhouse, and I found the video some time back. I've moved a few times houses, as you know, and I've lost a lot of stuff, but I remember finding the video when Lydia was dedicated, and her grandparents was there that morning. And it's wonderful to see Lydia here and Colin as well, serving the Lord, and George. Praise God, and may the Lord bless them. And it's wonderful to see that. And you know, when you think that's how long the meetings are going, and in the wee magazines that are such a crowd, there's some things there for people to put in about my dad. And I'd put in a photo of our Hannah, because Hannah was the first in our family of the fourth generation McKinstrys. Hannah's just a wee bit older than Lydia, and she was the first one of the fourth generations. And there's a photograph of her, my grandfather and my dad in the old schoolhouse, and that's our Hannah's 24, so that's how long ago it is. And the time just goes in so quick, and we just thank the Lord. We just give all God all the praise and all the glory. And I appreciate each one that's offering this morning. May the Lord bless those that give. And I just try my best. You know, it's not easy at times, but you have to get on with it. There's one thing what I have developed over the years. I don't know if it's the right word to say it, developed, but I love to spend time alone with God, with nobody near me. In every house I've had over the years, we've moved house, I have to have somewhere. My wife will tell you, in this house it's great because it's in the roof space. And there's ladders up in there, and I get up in there and I just get alone with the Lord, and I like that. And I think if you're going to be serious about ministry, that's what you have to do. And if you're not willing to do that, you're not really serious about ministry, you're only playing games. That's my honest opinion. I believe you have to spend time with God. And I believe there's no substitute for the anointing of God. And there's only one thing for it, that's waiting on God. Amen. Waiting on God. And you won't have to tell anybody if you've waited on God. They'll know you've waited on God. Yeah. Praise God. And I do appreciate Brother Gary and Brother Ian and my Uncle John here, and even a Brother Larry and Samuel. And we have brothers here that can preach, and that's a help for me, you know. It is a help. It's a break as well, and I appreciate the break as well. And our Brother Gary, he'll definitely be preaching next week, the Lord willing. And the Lord is willing, brother. Praise God. That's one thing, God's always willing. So the Lord bless you. Our Sister Carl's been faithful as well with this wee magazine. There's a wee bit in it about Jack Coe and a couple of different wee bits and pieces in it this month. So take a magazine, and we appreciate our Sister Carl with the magazine, and also the Sunday school as well. We appreciate our Sister Carl doing them things. The Lord bless each one. When my wife said Boxing Day is her Sunday, so we're not sure what to do. I don't know if people want to come out, but you can think about it. Or maybe you want an online service or something that day. I don't know. I'm going to leave it down to yourselves. I don't know what other churches do. I'm happy enough to come. If there's enough to come, I'll come. Praise God. But it's down to the folks here. There's no point in me coming to preach to myself. But if there's enough people to come, I'll certainly come, and we can have at least one service, maybe. But see what everyone thinks about it. So the Lord bless each one. We also want to remember this morning, Brother Terry's, someone in the family's passed away, and there's a funeral today. We want to remember the whole family circle as well, and anyone that's sick also. I know Brother Stephen Johnson and the family's not too well at the minute. We want to be praying for them. And maybe there's others that's not spoken about. They really need prayer. And we want to be praying for them this morning. Let's turn to the book of Acts. And I was thinking of this present evil world then when I got into it, and I thought about it. It is out of this present evil age that God calls a bride. Then it went over into Acts 15:14, and this will be my text, a people for his name. And my focus this morning will be about the name. About the name. And you know, I was thinking, and I wouldn't have time to go and tell it this morning, and I'm not even going to attempt it. But there's people are worshiping another man. And he comes in his own name. And they're worshiping him. And when you see the control that is trying to be put on people today, that's not new. That's been something that's been happening for generations. And you can trace it right through. And you know, Rome. Now think of this. A prophet of God said it's not communism or any isms, but it's Romanism. And we know there's a man seated on the throne in Rome. And he says he's the vicar of Christ on earth, but he's Antichrist. Now you'll have no problem with me as a pastor ever knowing whether I believe the Pope's Antichrist or not, for he is absolutely Antichrist. There's no mistake about that. I believe C.H. Spurgeon when he said, if you take the book of Revelation and give it to the lawyer, he will prove that the Pope is Antichrist. And that Roman system's the beast. It's evident. And the EU is also controlled. It's an Antichrist system. And there is a power behind it. And it's working in the earth today. But we thank God. We're going to talk about a name that's way above all that this morning. Acts 15 verse 14. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads this morning. And if you have a need, just maybe you want to lift your hand up before the Lord, and every head's bowed, every eye closed. God bless. God bless each one. Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we do bow before you in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your name is far above every other name. We approach you through that matchless name of Jesus Christ. We plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb over our lives afresh and over everyone in this house. We thank you for each and every one in this room and for all those that's representative with this service. Father, we thank you for Brother Terry and the whole family circle at this time, that thou would comfort them and bless them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for Brother Stephen Johnson and all his family, that you'll touch them and you'll minister unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask also for Brother George and his wife over in England, that you bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for the hands raised in this service, you know every heart and you know every need. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will answer the prayer and meet the need in Jesus' precious name. We thank you that every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadowing nor turning. You are indeed the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The Lord bless each one this morning. Praise God. I want to look this morning, and maybe the evening we'll talk about this present evil age. I want to look at this morning, but in this opening little message about the name. There is a name this morning that we are to preach, to pray, to baptize in, to marry in, to dedicate in. A matter of fact, it says do all in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as a preacher preaching too much about this name. There's no such thing as a minister uplifting the man to whom this name belongs too much. You cannot overemphasize it. You cannot overstress it, because he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we know he was lifted at the cross. Some people say we shouldn't just use the name of Jesus. It's not good to use the name Jesus. Now I know we often would say the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his full title. But let us read Matthew 1, verse 21 to 23. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. His name is Jesus. When you use it properly, reverently, sincerely, that's his name. His name is Jesus, for he'll save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We know that Jehovah of the Old Testament is none other than Jesus Christ of the New Testament. He's not a third person of some Trinity, but Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. The name by which he chose was Jesus. And it literally means, that name Jesus literally means Jehovah Savior. He is Jehovah Savior. I could have took the Old Testament this morning and I could have showed you where the people had his name invoked upon them. We have his name invoked upon us. We take his name. Just like when a man marries a woman, that woman takes that man's name. She takes his name in marriage. And she becomes Mrs. McKinstry, Mrs. Robertson, Mrs. Thomason, whatever the name is, she takes the name. And when we are baptized into the name, we take the name. That's why three titles doesn't work. Because it's not a name, it's a title. It's not actually a name. You must take the name. The name must be invoked upon you. And the name is Jesus Christ. Let me read you this, what a prophet of God said. Jesus of the Old Testament, that is Jehovah of the Old Testament, he changed his veil. Well, in the Greek it means changing his mask, not exactly his veil, but his mask. It come to a place he was transformed. That means he changed his way. He was God, Jehovah. God, Jehovah, changed himself from a spirit and became a man. He's the same Jehovah God that was a father, and this is the son, being the same person. People talk about three persons in the Godhead. There's not one scripture for three persons. There's one person. And remember, God's more than a person. He's more than a person. My Bible says God's a spirit. Amen. Now, I don't want to go too much hard on the Trinity this morning, but it's false teaching. I'll tell you that right now. And make no mistakes about it, and I don't care what anybody hears this tape or anything. It's popery. And in the Nicene Council in 325, they introduced the Trinity. Do you know the real... Now, there's people that believe the Trinity. I'm not saying they're bad people or anything like that. Don't misunderstand me this morning. But some people view the Trinity as it's like three gods. Now that's wrong, there's one God. Now that one God had a son, we know that, and we know the Holy Spirit is the same God. You cannot make the Holy Spirit different from God, or else Jesus is illegitimate. Because the Bible says that God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the same Bible says the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Is that the scripture? Then that's the same one. It's not two different people, or else that's false. That's a blasphemy. But you know what a lot of people say? This is what a lot of people say. God the Father,
God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's three gods. That's not how it is. It is God. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And God was in him. And he wasn't in him by measure, he was in him in fullness. The fullness. So when anybody takes a prophet, a modern day prophet or any prophet, and they say he was just like Jesus, that's not accurate. That is not an accurate statement. That is only accurate so far. But that's not accurate. Because Jesus Christ was not born a sinner. He was born sinless. And death had no claim upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But death has a claim on every other man that's born of a woman. But not on Christ. He is superior to any other Bible man. Jesus Christ is a superior man. Praise God. Thus the name of Jesus Christ is the only saving name. Acts 4 verse 12. And I'm going to use a lot of scriptures today, and I'm not apologizing for that. I heard a preacher recently say this. He says a man that uses no scriptures, I don't think a whole lot of them. If all his notes is his own words, be careful of him if he's not using the Bible. You remember one time my dad preached and he said, I'm going to steal another man's sermon. And a few people, all of us looked at him, I did. But it was the book of Acts. How many remembers that? It was the book of Acts he was preaching from, brother. He stole Peter's sermon. Amen. Well, there's a lot of sermons, but I'll tell you what, Peter's sermon's a real sermon, isn't it? Here's what it says in Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And you might say, Brother Tom, why do you hammer the Pope? He needs hammered. That's why. Any man that will stand in front of the world's cameras and the public domain and say, come to me, and don't come to Jesus, needs blasted. This scripture proves this is the only saving name. This scripture proves there's no other name. No other name to be saved, only the name of Jesus Christ. I could quote you Jack Cole, William Branham, and all of them are reverence as men of God, but not one of them could save you. They couldn't save you. Only Jesus Christ could save you. There's one Savior. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name, it's not just above every name. It's far above. Far above. No other name can be even compared to that. Far above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ. This is the highest name ever known. The name by which the New Testament church is identified. The New Testament church is identified by this name, Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Jesus Christ is highly exalted. Death couldn't even hold him. But he broke the power of death.
Hallelujah.
The grave couldn't hold him. But he came out of the grave. You know, there was three keys. The devil had those three keys. But Jesus Christ took the keys of death, of hell, and the grave of the devil. And he put them on his own side. And you know better than that, he said unto Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom.
What is it? In my name. In my name, Peter,
whatsoever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is already loose in heaven.
You said my Bible doesn't read like that. You know what the original Greek does? It doesn't say it will be, it says it's already done.
Yeah. Amen. Amen!
You didn't get saved, you know, at a wee meeting somewhere and you signed your name. God knew you. Amen. He knew you from the foundation of the world. The Spirit of God moved you to get saved. We preach that. But God already knew you were going to come.
Whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate
to become the sons of God.
Hallelujah. He knew you, brother. He knew you, sister.
God united both Jew and Gentile into his church, thereby establishing a people
of the name of Jesus Christ. That's Acts 15, verse 14, my opening scripture, to take a people for his name. The New Testament have the name of Jesus Christ evoked over them all through the New Testament. It's called over them. My, you couldn't get a better name over you. Look at Acts 15, verse 17. And the residue of men might seek after the Lord and the Gentiles upon whom my name is called. That's what invoked means. It's called over you. Amen. There's no other name you want called over you, saith the Lord, who will do these things. In James 2, verse 7, do not blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called. And the word blasphemes that lovely name by which you're called. Jesus Christ instructed his disciples to gather in his name. A brother Ian prayed it in his prayer. Matthew 18, verse 20. For two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst of them and bless them. He didn't say put a sign outside and make yourself a wee cult. But become another new denomination. But God's people are God's people everywhere they're met. In his name. Everywhere they're met in his name. And they're really born again. Them's the people of God. That's gathered in his name. We're to pray in his name. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. We're to pray in his name. I heard a man from Africa, and he put out a thing, and lots of people followed it. Have you prayed to Jesus and had no answer? Then he put his name in and he said, try praying to me. The people in that church should have threw him out the door. Amen. You said cast the devil out of him. No, he's too far gone. Hand him over to Satan.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm deadly serious. Paul would have handed such someone over to the devil, and he did do it.
Yes.
Paul did do it. And a boy that got beyond it, he's passed the line. And he's took a name. And he said his name's above it.
That makes him Antichrist. Antichrist.
That's why when people talk about a name, that you need to believe in a certain name other than the name of Jesus Christ, you know that's false. That's false. You only need to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. That's your entry to heaven. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have a right. You have a privilege. You have open access to the Father by the name he's given. And the name he's given is higher, far above every other name,
the name of Jesus Christ. You've read here in Acts 14, whatsoever you'll ask in that name, he's going to do it.
He's going to do it. Whatever you ask in that name.
Also, we're to preach in that name. Luke 24, verse 47, and the repentance of remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You cannot preach repentance in any other name.
A Hail Mary will not bring someone to repentance.
But only the name of Jesus Christ can do it. We are to preach the name of Jesus Christ. We're to lift the name of Jesus Christ. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. I love the book of Acts. And he preached Christ unto them. And unclean spirits come out of many crying out with loud voices. What was the result? The brother mentioned in his prayer. Joy.
There was joy. There wasn't sadness.
There was joy. Joy. Joy in that city, it says. Because they repented and believed in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in that name. He said they would cast out devils. Mark 16, verse 17, 18, you can read it. They would cast out devils that even received divine protection. They would be able to see people healed, that even speak in a new tongue. All in that name. All in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the power that name gives you. Till as many as received, believed in him in the name, to them give he power, even to them that believe upon his name.
Amen.
When you believe upon the name, there's power.
Amen.
I remember preaching in a part of England some time back, and I won't mention the pastor's name. He's a good friend of mine, and I went up there and preached. Several people came to the service. It was quite a turnout. And there was a man that was backslidden and his two daughters. And the Lord restored the three of them that night. I'll never forget it. And I just preached a simple gospel message about his name. And two fellas come outside and they said, I told you there is power when you preach the gospel. The Bible says the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Preaching the gospel is the power of God. People have wonderful ideas what the power of God is. Preaching the gospel is the power of God. And if you preach the true gospel, you don't confirm it, God does. God's the one that confirms it. God confirms his own word with signs, with wonders and miracles. God confirms his word. And God backs his word when it truly is God's word. As well as receive the Holy Spirit all in his name. You say receive the Holy Spirit in his name. Yes, John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Spirit doesn't even come in another name. There's no such thing as a token or the token. Years ago, there was a doctrine went round a lot of message churches, a token or the token. What would a token or the token be? If you have the token, you don't need a token. I'm going to say it again. If you've got the token, you don't need a token. There's only one token. You know where the word token comes from? Moses, when I see the blood, I'll pass over your blood shall be to you a token.
That's right.
A token. That's where it comes from. The blood.
When I see the blood, and we know when Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross, the life of the blood, the Holy Ghost come back on God's people at the day of Pentecost. That's the token. The Holy Ghost is our token.
And you can't chop them up. Well, that group there is a more of a portion than this group here. God don't work like that. It's an individual affair.
Amen.
Here's what it says, John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter is coming in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Father is sending him on to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The church of the pastor's not sending him.
If you're waiting for the pastor to send him, or an elder, or a deacon, or the general overseer, you'll wait a long time.
I'll tell you that right now. But the Father sent them.
Amen.
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 And you can receive the Holy Spirit just like you receive salvation by faith.
Amen.
You can receive the Holy Ghost right now by faith.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen. Oh, but I didn't feel nothing. But if you keep confessing it, you will feel it.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll feel it if you keep confessing it. Amen. After the New Testament church was founded on the day of Pentecost. Now, a lot of writers don't believe that, but that's the Bible.
Amen.
Don't worry about what a lot of writers believe.
That's the Word of God. The church began at Pentecost, and it didn't begin with a dance movement.
It began with a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
When the pillar of fire comes down amongst them, and cloven tongues rest in each one of them, on their shoulders, a lick of fire.
Amen.
The power of God came.
Hallelujah.
That's how the church started.
And remember the emphasis. If we believe we're in the last church age and we believe in a restoration, then the last church should be like the first church.
God wants to bring us back to the original apostolic faith and the original apostolic message.
If we believe that, then we cannot deny speaking in tongues and gifts of the Holy Spirit, because the first church was a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. And the last church will be a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church.
Thank God for tongues.
I believe in tongues. Oh, yes.
I believe so many people told me, you know, many years ago, but we were in a place and all the false. And I says, well, I was in a place, but it was all real. I never had the experience of all the false stuff. I don't know where you were. There's no discernment. Amen. I experienced the real. Hallelujah. I've seen God in Czechoslovakia interpret what a whole group of people said around a table. The Holy Spirit interpreted himself in English. Every word of it. The same in Czechoslovakia. They spoke in Shona language. And the Holy Ghost come right back and interpreted every word of it. And I was able to go in the middle of the conversation and tell them everything they talked about. Now I couldn't do that. That's the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you one thing, them pastors near fell to them church. And I heard them saying one to another, watch this one. That's the way they said it. We need to watch this one. And I'm going to tell you better than that. They condemned a pastor. They condemned a man of God. They condemned him. They ridiculed him. You see, a lot of people talk behind ministers' backs. That's a dangerous thing. Because the Bible says, touch not the Lord's anointed. Yes. Now do a service to your prophets no harm.
Yes.
And the one man in particular, he wasn't just happy to raise up this man of God, but he did it publicly in front of hundreds of ministers. He blasted them. But he's not here today. And I'm not going to say no more about that, but I could. All that glitters is not gold. Gold's that which is tried in the fire. And all that say they're Jews are not Jews either, but there are Jews. Amen?
Amen.
We need discernment of spirit. The genuine Holy Spirit. We want the genuine Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit's been moving in our meetings of lately. The Holy Spirit. The genuine Holy Spirit. They baptize by calling his name or invoking his name over the people. Now let's go with me on a little trip this morning, if you will, in your Bibles. And I know a brother put it up, examples of baptism in the name. Acts 2:38. Now you know years ago, with a certain minister that wore a collar, you know who he was. You don't need to meet him. Say it publicly. But he says to me, Brother Tom, this could separate us. He actually said Peter made a mistake here. I said, Brother, no harm to you. You made a mistake, not Peter. Matthew 28. Go ye into all the world, baptizing them. Hear me this morning. In the name of the Father. Well, what's the Father's name? Because the name of the Father. Father's not a name, it's a title of somebody. Because he's a Father. The Lord's his name. The name of the Son, what's his name? Well, I read you at the start of the service in Matthew 1, thou shalt call his name Jesus, and we know the Holy Ghost is that same Christ, the anointed one. And he said, Peter must have made a mistake. I said, if you believe that, you must get rid of your Bible, because you needn't preach out of it no more. Acts 2:38 says then, Peter said unto him, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. These disciples, remember this, come on now. Remember that these disciples, the Lord said, don't be going out preaching when I go. Tarry in the upper room first. Oh, no, don't think of going. Something has to happen. He even said, Peter, when you aren't converted, glory to God.
Amen.
When you're converted, you'll strengthen your brand and you'll preach the sheep. Not the words of Jesus.
Glory.
How could the words of Jesus fail? He cannot fail. They're impregnable and unchangeable. Living words of God.
Amen.
Can't change and they'll not be broken. Not one word of God's void of power or strength. The Lord watches over his word. Jeremiah says to perform it and bring it to pass.
Glory.
That same Peter towering in the upper room, and that's the same Peter that the Holy Ghost came on. And Peter says, these scriptures must needs be fulfilled. And I tell you, he preached a sermon on the day of Pentecost.
Glory.
And God came on the scene and confirmed that sermon and filled them with the Holy Ghost. Now this same Peter
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
What's verse 39 say? For the promise is unto you. To those he's preaching to. To your children. To them that's afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall come. Hallelujah. That's the Bible. The promise is unto that little boy. And that
promise morning. The Holy Ghost unto them. That's the Bible.
You know, when they went down and preached and that jailer got saved, and he said, you and your house shall be saved. We need to claim household salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to believe it. The devil wants you to give up on it.
Oh, they haven't come yet, though. Just you don't worry who hasn't
come yet. Just believe it anyhow. Amen. When God met Abraham, glory to God. I said to a fellow yesterday, I was talking to a pastor yesterday. He gave a prophecy over a lady and they questioned him.
But 4 years later it came to pass.
And he said, Brother Tom, it took 4 years. I said, Brother,
and I won't mention his name, Abraham took 25 years.
Lord God, God said, I'll visit you
according to the time of life.
Not another, but Sarah. And God changed Sarah.
And old Kim and Bimelech looked at
old grandmother Sarah and said, she's beautiful. The Bible says she's fair to look upon.
God done something.
Amen. God changed her so that she could match the word. And I don't care how long it's been, we need to believe it. Maybe it's been longer than 25 years. You keep believing, brother. Keep believing they're going to come.
Hallelujah.
You've been given a name. Invoke the name over them.
Speak the name over them. Pray the name over them. Where there's death, speak life. Where there's sickness, speak health.
There's power in that name like no other name. Wigglesworth whispered the name, and a man that was almost dead got up out of the bed.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God. I tell you, I'm ready to take off. Glory! Hallelujah, there's power in that name. You know, I met a man at a party not so long ago. This fellow had a birthday party. We were invited. A good friend of mine, Brother Gary, knows him well. But his brother's
a trinity in the brain. And I studied this encyclopedia, and I studied some other encyclopedia.
But I studied the book of Acts.
None of the encyclopedia.
And the book of Acts says the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The book of Acts is an encyclopedia we need. Now let's take a journey in the book of Acts. I've quoted you Acts 2:38. What about Acts 8:16? Mark these down. For as yet is fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in three titles. Not one place do you read it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's nowhere you read that three titles was used. You know when I went in a certain denomination. And I wanted baptized, and I knew they wouldn't baptize me right, so I didn't let them. That's the truth. And the Lord led me somewhere else to get baptized.
And I was number 50 in the line. 50 people were being baptized tonight.
I was getting baptized at Whitewell Metropolitan Church. Because I knew that baptized,
the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I never was on a baptism, but the Spirit of God told me,
they'll baptize you right down there. And when I came to get baptized,
James McConnell said, there's that young man with a light over him. As I came to get baptized, I never told him to say it. Now he said it,
and he seen it.
Amen.
And that was the second time he saw it,
and he said it, and he seen it, and he said that same thing that would be with me in the jail, and it was.
Amen.
Just the way it was said. I want to tell you, three titles, there's no power in three titles. But there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. William Branham said he went in and there was these witches.
And they were doing the Ouija board, them things, you know. And the chair was up on the floor.
Whatever sort of evil stuff they were doing. And he said, in the name of the Holy Church, and that table was floating.
Up on the ground, it never affected it.
He said, in the name of the Trinity, never affected it. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, he said, it'd like to broke the four legs off.
Amen.
committed unto thee. Thou art able to keep us against that day. Hallelujah. Acts 10:48, mark it. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed him to tarry certain days. Acts 19, verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Nowhere in the whole book of Acts, nowhere in the Bible was anybody ever baptized in titles. There's not one scripture on it. Why is it people hammer it? Why do they hammer it? And they'll fall out with you over it. I know what I'm preaching about. Listen, the Holy Spirit showed me a man's house before I ever went over the door of it. And the table and a girl playing an organ and the front door knocking and who came to it and both their names told me everything. And three questions they would ask me. The Holy Spirit told me the three questions and he gave me the three answers. And one of them was on the Trinity. Now you're not never going to tell me that God didn't do that, because that's the same God that spoke to me in a jail and changed me, and I'm here. That's evidence enough. That's enough evidence that I'm even here. Because a lot of people I chum was not here. They're not even on the earth. But I thank God this morning. And they asked them three questions. But the Holy Spirit already had given the answer. Then a minister would say that Peter made a mistake. A man that was filled with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, that's the type of things that's leading churches today. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. You know, if you want a big movement, there's lots of chapels this morning in the big buildings and they're full, but they're full. Now God loves the people in them. God loves them people, and I have so many Catholic friends and I love them dear and I pray for them, but they're blinded. Let me say this morning, that's why Martin Luther inspires me so much. Martin Luther, he's really a hero for me as far as reformers and everything go. Martin Luther's special. The darkness that man was in, but yet God on one scripture delivered him. The just shall live by faith. People say, oh, but he said this and he said that. Doesn't interest me. I wouldn't even bother about it. He done enough that does interest me. You say, oh, but he done this and he... I heard people talking about men of God. Oh, but did you know he... Oh, but what about what he did do in the other one? Did I win it? Amen. When they heard this, they were baptized. Acts 22, verse 16. Now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins by calling on the name of the Lord. They prayed for the sick and they received the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Acts 3, verse 6 and verse 16. And I'm going to have to close. I didn't realize the time's gone. And this is only the introduction to the message. You know, we used to have a fellow came to us years ago. The Scottish people knew him well. And he would say, I believe in the message of the hour. But he took half an hour before he could start it on the hour. Then when he took his hour, he took another half hour when he finished. I'm not going to do that this morning. But we love the brother nevertheless. But he believed in the message of the hour. I believe in the Holy Spirit, what gives you it. Do you know if God gives you something that's 10 minutes, it'll do more good than 3 hours preaching of yourself. That's the truth. Let me read this. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There's healing in the name. Healing in the name. Verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him have given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. James 5, verse 14. Is any sick amongst you? We did it last week. We didn't have the oil. We've got the oil now, brother. And look what it says. Is any sick? Let them call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord.
It's all in his name. The name of Jesus Christ.
I'm going to close. I'm not going to hold you. Let's stand our feet this morning. Aren't you glad for the name?
Oh, but you could take your family name and trace it. And I wouldn't crow too much about any family name. I'll tell you that right here now. I remember going to Norway and I thought it was great. We were related to the Vikings. But when this one fella got through me, I wish I'd never mentioned it. He says, Vikings, do you realize how bad they were? When he gave me a wee bit of history about the Vikings, I never named it again.
We couldn't boast anything in our own names. You could never, oh, but see that family, their grandmother, you can't do that.
Every one of us is sinners by nature, sinners by birth. But we have been given a name.
We've been given a name. We're all brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Your past is gone. Your past is gone.
The sins of thy youth thy will remember no more. That's the word of the Lord. They're washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're clean. You're pure.
Amen.
Jesus even said, you're pure through the words I've spoken to you. Let us bow this morning. If anyone wants prayer, just lift your hand. And look, if anyone did want hands laid on them, we have Brother Mark and Ellen, Brother Ian and Ellen, and Brother John, and I know they'll be willing to pray for you and lay hands on you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And we had people came last week and the Lord touched them. And we thank the Lord for the touch of God. Father, we just thank you for your precious word. We know that your word will not return unto you void. We bless your name, the name that's above every name. Lord, I pray you'll strengthen every brother, strengthen every sister, give them courage, give them grace, fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' precious name. Lord, when we go back to our homes today, may there be a sense of thy presence upon us. May the men and women we come in contact with take knowledge that we've been with Jesus. Lord, I claim every husband, every wife, every aunt, uncle, niece and nephew in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, can we be like that jailer? You and your house shall be saved. We claim every one of them under that token.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, bless each one. Bless our service. Thou wast tarrying till the night, help us again and touch your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And Brother Gary's going to come. And if anyone wants prayer, specific prayer, hands laid on, just you come up and then the brothers will know one. There's oil here and they'll pray with you. God bless you.
Amen. Try to sing that little chorus, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not sure, but maybe you don't have these, so I'll be able to pick it up. Blessed be the name.